Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. My name is. Oh, that is just not going to work at all. Oh, never accept a dare from Mark Walsh. Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. My name is Leslie Kaminoff, and you may know me as the co-author of the international bestseller, Yoga Anatomy. But I'm also the co-founder of yogaanatomy.net. Now, that's a platform we built 11 years ago where we offer online courses and in-depth anatomy modules that support teachers, teacher trainings, and students all over the world. So that's why we are thrilled to be sponsoring all the incredible sessions here on the Yoga Channel, including my own. And if you feel a connection with the way I teach, I have some great news for you. We are extending scholarships to all members of the Embodiment Conference. And you can find that scholarship info and links to yogaanatomy.net in the description for this presentation and in the show notes. In the meantime, enjoy your body, enjoy your breath, and enjoy your conference. And I'll see you online.
So let me introduce our next presenter, Godfrey Devereux. Godfrey has been facilitating somatic awareness trainings for over 40 years. His somatic journey is into the roots of human experience, is grounded in a lifetime of practice on the mat and on the cushion. His practice began when he was 16 years old, and he is a master of the art of communication, and his teachings are both direct and powerful. So, Godfrey, the stage is all yours.
Okay, hello everybody. Before we begin, we're going to start with the practice, but before we do that, I'd just like to say that here we are in the Yoga Channel, and what I'm going to be asking you to do will seem, because it does have its roots in, to be like yoga, but I invite you to participate in a slightly different way. By which I mean, rather than being concerned about exactly what you're doing, be more concerned with what you're feeling. And rather than being concerned about what it might be able to get you, be more concerned about what you actually are anyway. So there will be a short practice, and then there will be an opportunity for question and answers. So I'd like to invite you now to remove any socks that you may have on and come to standing towards the front of your mat. I'm going to spotlight Natalia so that you can see the implications of the things that I'm going to be saying. She will be doing what I'll be asking you to do. So if you come to standing towards the front of your mat with your feet more or less hip width apart and as parallel as comfortably possible, with your legs a little bent and your arms relaxed alongside you, your eyes softly open, but lips in gentle contact. Feel as continuously and clearly as possible the many changing sensations being generated by your body, but become as intimate as possible with your breathing, simply by feeling as continuously and clearly as possible the many rhythmic sensations that it's generating in many parts of your body. And from your awareness of your breathing, softly broaden your hands so that your hands come alive with neither hardness nor tension. And softly broaden your feet to stabilize their contact with the floor. And continuously, but softly, broadening your hands and your feet. From your awareness of your breathing, on each inhalation, bend your legs a little more deeply but slowly and bring your palms together and up towards your chest. On each exhalation, Come softly and slowly back to standing, legs a little bent, arms alongside you. And as you alternate between these two movements, as softly as possible, continuously broaden your hands and your feet and allow your breathing to flow as freely as possible while feeling as clearly and continuously as possible the many changing sensations being generated by your body. On your next inhalation, turn to one side, feet as parallel as comfortably possible, but not too far apart. On each exhalation, bring your broadening palms together in front of your chest. On each inhalation, extend your arms out to the sides, more or less parallel to the floor, with your legs a little bent, knees soft. Continuously broaden your hands and your feet, and feel as continuously and clearly as possible the many changing sensations being generated by your body as you allow your breathing to flow as freely as possible. And on your next exhalation, step back to the two movements that you were just doing at the front of your mat. On each inhalation, bend your legs a little, bringing your palms together and up towards your chest. On each exhalation, come back to standing, legs still a little bent, arms alongside you. And as you alternate as softly as possible between these two movements, continuously broaden your hands and your feet and feel as continuously and clearly as possible the changing sensations being generated by your body as you allow your breathing to flow as freely as possible. And on your next inhalation, turn again to one side, feet as parallel as comfortably possible and not too wide apart. On each exhalation, bring your broadening palms together in front of your chest with your legs a little bent. On each inhalation, extend your arms out to the sides. And as you continuously broaden your hands and your feet, continuously lengthen your arms from your armpits to your fingertips while lengthening back from your fingers to your relaxed shoulders so that you're lengthening your arms in both directions as you broaden your hands and your feet and allow your breathing to flow as freely as possible. Feel as continuously and clearly as possible the many changing sensations being generated by your body. Following your next inhalation, exhale back to the front of your mat, palms together in front of your chest, feet hip width apart. And as you inhale and bend your legs more deeply, lengthen from your pubic bone to your throat. With your palms staying together, bring your arms to your thighs and relax your spine into your neck. On each inhalation, softly lengthen your spine. And on each exhalation, relax your spine completely. Continuously broadening your hands and feet, continuously lengthen your arms from your armpits to your fingertips while lengthening back from your fingers to your relaxed shoulders. Lengthen your spine softly on each inhalation from your sacrum to the base of your skull, and on each exhalation, allow your spine to relax completely. And on your next exhalation, let your ribs to your thighs and your palms to the floor, bending your arms to step your feet towards the back of your mat, come softly down onto the front of your body, leaving your toes tucked in towards your knees down on the floor. Bring your wrists underneath your elbows, palms alongside your rib cage and shoulders relaxed, and broaden to ground your palms while lengthening your arms from your fingers to your relaxed shoulders. Lengthen back from your armpits to your fingertips and become as intimate as possible with your breathing. Simply by feeling as continuously, as clearly as possible, the many rhythmic sensations it's generating in many parts of your body. And from your awareness of your breathing via the broad grounding of your palms and the lengthenings of your arms in both directions, on your next inhalation, come softly up to all fours, slipping your toes back onto the tops of your feet. And as you exhale and cross your ankles or feet, slip your buttocks towards your heels, ribs to your thighs, and relax your spine. But on each inhalation, come forward and up to all fours, shoulders more or less to the line of your wrists, hips to the line of your knees. And on each exhalation, slip softly back and down, relaxing your spine completely. But as you come forward and up on each inhalation, softly lengthen your spine from your sacrum to the base of your skull as you continuously broaden to ground your palms and continuously lengthen your arms in both directions. Feel as continuously, as clearly as possible the many changing sensations being generated by your body, and allow your breathing to flow as freely as possible. Following your next inhalation, as you exhale, bend your arms and let first your thighs, then pelvis, abdomen, rib cage, and finally forehead softly to the floor, slipping your palms forward underneath or alongside your forehead. Relax your hands, arms, shoulders, and neck completely, inviting the whole of your body to completely relax, become as intimate as possible with your breathing. And as you feel as clearly and continuously as possible the many rhythmic sensations being generated by your breathing, invite your breathing to flow completely freely. Let go completely of your ability to modify your breathing in any way, into your ability to simply enjoy its soft, rhythmic presence. And from your awareness of your breathing, bring your palms back to the floor alongside your rib cage, wrists underneath your elbows, shoulders relaxed. Broaden to ground your hands and lengthen your arms in both directions. And on your next inhalation, come softly up to all fours, tucking your toes in towards your knees, feet and knees, hip width apart, and with your legs staying bent and your heels staying high. On your next exhalation, relax your neck and lift your knees and pelvis away from the floor. And as you inhale, step forward to a shallow squat at the front of your mat, feet hip width apart. As you exhale, bring your palms together, bend your arms onto your thighs, and relax your spine completely. On each inhalation, softly lengthen your spine from your sacrum to the base of your skull. On each exhalation, relax your spine completely, continuously broadening your hands and your feet, continuously lengthen your arms in both directions as you feel, as continuously and clearly as possible, the many changing sensations being generated by your body. Allow your breathing to flow as freely as possible. And on your next exhalation, bend your legs more deeply, and with your legs staying deeply bent, inhale and lengthen from your pubis to your throat, raising your arms to the front. And as you exhale, come to standing, arms alongside you with your legs a little bent. On each inhalation, bend your legs deeply, lengthen from your pubis to your throat, and raise your lengthening arms up to the front. On each exhalation, come back to standing with your legs a little bent, arms alongside you. And as you alternate between these two movements as softly as possible, allow your pelvis to freely pivot on each inhalation, hip bones dropping softly towards your thighs. And on each exhalation, lift your hip bones softly away from your thighs, continuously broadening your hands and your feet, continuously lengthen your arms and your spine. As you feel, as continuously and clearly as possible, the many changing sensations being generated by your body, allow your breathing to flow as freely as possible. And on your next inhalation, turn to one side, feet as parallel as comfortably possible, not too far apart. On each exhalation, bend your lengthening arms to bring your broadening palms together in front of your chest with your legs a little bent. On each inhalation, extend your lengthening arms out to the side on each inhalation. And as you alternate between these movements of your hands and arms, continuously broadening your hands and feet, continuously lengthening your arms and your spine, feel as clearly and continuously as possible the changing sensations being generated by your body, and inquire into the possibility of softening those sensations, especially around your shoulders, by refining the movements and the lengthenings of your arms, the lengthening of your spine and the broadening of your hands and feet, and refining also, perhaps, the relationships between the parts of your body to soften the sensations that it's generating as you allow your breathing to flow as freely as possible. And on your next exhalation, step back to the two movements that you were just making at the front of your mat. On each inhalation, as you bend your legs deeply, lengthen from your pubis to your throat and raise your lengthening arms to the front. On each exhalation, come back to standing with your legs a little bent, arms alongside you. And as you continuously broaden your hands and your feet and continuously lengthen your arms and your spine, lengthening from your pubis to your throat on each inhalation, feel as continuously and clearly as possible the many changing sensations being generated by your body, and inquire into the possibility of softening them by refining the range and quality of your movements, by refining the relationships between the parts of your body, perhaps, by refining the broadening of your hands and feet, the lengthenings of your arms and your spine, into the presence of softness. And on your next inhalation, turn again to one side, feet as parallel as comfortably possible and not too far apart, with your legs a little bent. On each exhalation, bend your lengthening arms to bring your broadening palms together. And on each inhalation, extend your lengthening arms out to the side. On each inhalation also, turn your chin softly to one side to look towards your fingers. And as you bring your palms together on each exhalation, bring your head softly back to center as you continuously inquire into the possibility of softening the sensations being generated by your body, by refining the range and quality of your movements, the relationships between the parts of your body, your broadenings and your lengthenings, into the presence of softness, deepening, perhaps. Following your next inhalation, step back to the two movements that you were just making at the front of your mat. On each inhalation, bending your legs deeply as you lengthen from your pubis to your throat and raise your lengthening arms to the front. On each exhalation, come back to standing, legs a little bent, arms alongside you, continuously inquiring into the possibility of softening the sensations being generated by your body as you allow your breathing to flow as freely as possible. Following your next inhalation, with your legs already bent, bring your palms together and your arms to your thighs and relax your spine completely. As you come to stillness, broaden your palms against each other and lengthen your arms in both directions as you broaden your feet to stabilize their contact with the floor. And on your next exhalation, let your ribs to your thighs and your palms to the floor, bending your arms to step your feet softly back towards the back of your mat. So you come down onto the front of your body, leave your toes tucked in towards your knees down on the floor, with your wrists underneath your elbows and your shoulders relaxed, broaden to ground your hands and lengthen your arms in both directions. And on each inhalation, as you broaden your feet softly, softly lengthen your legs between the broadening of your feet and your pelvis, lengthening your legs slowly and softly in both directions while allowing your buttocks to remain completely relaxed. Allow your feet and legs to relax completely on each exhalation. As on each inhalation, you invite your legs softly towards straightness by lengthening your legs slowly and softly in both directions between the broadening of your feet and your pelvis, as you allow your buttocks to remain completely relaxed, even if this means that your legs don't fully straighten. And feel as continuously, as clearly as possible, the many changing sensations being generated by your body, especially around and within your knees and your pelvis, and inquire into the possibility of softening these sensations by refining the position and the broadening of your feet, perhaps, and by refining the lengthenings of your legs in both directions so that your knees are lifted and lowered softly while your buttocks remain completely relaxed. And on your next inhalation, come softly up through all fours, crossing your ankles or feet, perhaps. And as you exhale, slip your buttocks towards your heels, your ribs to your thighs as you relax your spine. Come forward and up to all fours on each inhalation while softly lengthening your spine. As you slip softly back and down on each exhalation, relax your spine completely. And as you continuously broaden to ground your hands and lengthen your arms in both directions, continuously inquire into the possibility of softening the sensations being generated by your body by refining the range and quality of your movements, perhaps. the relationships between the parts of your body, perhaps, and the broadening of your hands and lengthening of your arms and spine to soften the sensations being generated by your body as you allow your breathing to flow as freely as possible. And following your next inhalation, as you exhale, bend your arms, let first your thighs, then pelvis, abdomen, ribcage, finally forehead softly to the floor, slipping your palms forward underneath or alongside your forehead. Allow your hands, arms, shoulders, and neck to relax completely as you invite the whole of your body to relax. Completely extend that invitation, especially to the muscles within and around your pelvis, and become as intimate as possible with your breathing, simply by feeling as deeply and clearly as possible the many rhythmic sensations that it's generating in many parts of your body. And as you allow your breathing to flow as freely as possible, slip your palms to the floor alongside your rib cage, wrists underneath your elbows and shoulders relaxed, broaden to ground your palms and lengthen your arms in both directions. And on your next inhalation, come softly up to stillness in all fours. Hips above your knees, shoulders more or less above your wrists, and then tucking your toes in towards your knees, feet and knees hip width apart. Allow your legs to remain bent, your heels to remain high. As on your next exhalation, you relax your neck and lift your knees and pelvis. As you inhale, step forward to sitting towards the front of your mat, but as you come to the front of your mat, come straight down onto your back with your legs bent, knees up, feet flat, and your arms relaxed alongside you with your palms turned down. And without using your hands, bring your heels as close as comfortably possible to your buttock bone so that your feet become more or less hip width apart and parallel. And relaxing all the muscles around and within your pelvis, broaden your feet and broaden your hands and lengthen your arms in both directions. As you continuously broaden your hands and your feet and continuously lengthen your arms in both directions, feel as continuously and clearly as possible the sensations generated by your body as on each inhalation, you take your lengthening arms up and over alongside your ears, backs of your hands towards the floor. And on each exhalation, bring your lengthening arms back down alongside you, palms back to the floor. And as you alternate between these two movements as softly and consciously as possible, continuously broaden your hands and your feet. Continuously lengthen your arms in both directions and continuously inquire into the possibility of softening the sensations being generated by your body. Refining perhaps the quality and the range of your movement so that the backs of your hands only come as close as comfortably possible to the floor at the end of each inhalation. Refining perhaps the relationships between the parts of your body, the broadening of your hands and feet, and the lengthenings of your arms to soften the sensations being generated by your body as you allow your breathing to flow as freely as possible. Come to stillness at the end of your next inhalation with your lengthening arms alongside your ears, the backs of your hands only as close as comfortably possible to the floor, still broadening your hands and feet and lengthening your arms in both directions. Broaden the balls of your feet softly into the floor, but lift your heels away from the floor as the balls of your feet still broaden into the floor. Roll your pubic bone softly towards the floor and lengthen from your pubic bone to your throat into this gentle back bend and feeling as continuously and clearly as possible the changing sensations generated by your body. Inquire into the possibility of softening them. And on your next exhalation, crossing your ankles, bring your knees towards your chest and your arms alongside your body. But on each inhalation, take your knees away from your chest, ankles still crossed, and take your arms up and over alongside your ears so that your arms and your legs are passing each other. On each phase of every breath, with your ankles remaining crossed, allow your feet and legs to relax as much as possible so that your heels are near to your thighs. And as you alternate between these two movements as softly as possible, inquire into the possibility of softening the sensations that they're generating as you allow your breathing to flow as freely as possible. Come to stillness. At the end of your next exhalation, ankles still crossed, knees near to your chest, arms lengthening alongside you. And on your next inhalation, let your knees away from your chest, uncrossing your ankles and your feet to the floor. And as you come to stillness, invite the whole of your body to relax completely into your ability to feel the many changing sensations being generated by your body, but become as intimate as possible with your breathing, simply by feeling as continuously, deeply, and clearly as possible the many rhythmic sensations that it's generating. And invite your breathing to flow completely freely. And feeling completely free to remain as you are. Feel equally free to release your legs along your mat into stillness, while feeling as continuously, as clearly as possible, the many changing sensations being generated by your body and allowing your breathing to flow as freely as possible. Invite the whole of your body to relax as much as possible, but in its own time and in its own sequence, as you feel as continuously and clearly as possible the many changing sensations generated by your body, relaxing as much as possible and in its own time and in its own sequence. Invite your mind also to relax as much as possible into your body, so that as much as possible, the activity of your mind is taking place in response to the presence and the activity of your body, relaxing and softening as much as possible. And as mind and body perhaps relax and soften, become as intimate as possible with the presence of softness, spreading, deepening, perhaps, as you feel, as deeply and clearly as possible. Become as intimate as possible with the presence of softness, deepening, spreading, opening, perhaps, into the whole of your body. Allow softness to open into a spacious peacefulness, perhaps. And as softness perhaps opens into a spacious peacefulness, become as intimate as possible with your breathing. And within that intimacy, feel as clearly and continuously as possible the rhythmic sensations being generated by your need for oxygen in your throat and in your nostril. And as you feel as clearly and continuously as possible the rhythmic sensations generated by your need for oxygen in your throat and nostrils, invite your mind to clearly recognize that this rhythm in your nostrils is a rhythm of giving and receiving, flowing simultaneously in both directions. Life being received, life being given, and become as intimate as possible with the rhythmic generosity of life expressing itself, not only in and as you're breathing. And from your awareness of your breathing, through your awareness of the generosity of life, begin to gradually, gently, and as deliciously as possible, reawaken your body, initiating movement in your fingers and toes, and bringing that movement slowly into the whole of your body, while feeling as continuously, as clearly as possible the many changing sensations being generated by your body, remain as intimate as possible with the generosity of life flowing rhythmically through your nostrils in both directions. having eventually taken your time to gradually, gently, and as deliciously as possible, reawaken your body, roll then easily and effortlessly back to stillness on another part of your body. And remaining as intimate as possible with the generosity of life, expressing itself not only in and as the rhythmic presence of your breathing, without hurrying. When you become ready, if you become ready, come up to a relaxed, seated posture. Taking your time while feeling as deeply and clearly as possible. And as you settle eventually, into stillness, feel still as continuously and clearly as possible the many changing sensations being generated by your body. But feel completely free to change your posture whenever you need to open your eyes also. And before inviting anybody who would like to speak, I'd just like to say a little about that practice and its relationship to embodied resilience. I should try to be brief by basically saying that the purpose of that practice is to become as intimate as possible with the presence of softness, so that within that intimacy, perhaps the depths and power of your spiritual nature might reveal themselves spontaneously. As it is in your spiritual nature that the source of embodied resilience lies. And it is through your body that you access it most directly, concretely, and reliably. So having said that, please feel free. I don't know how we do this. Do we do it verbally or non-verbally, ask questions? I mean, do we write or do we speak?
Thank you so much. This was a wonderful session. I'm super relaxed and your voice is absolute calming. You see that there's a few questions in the Q&A box.
Okay, yeah.
Would you like to answer them? Or shall I read them to you?
I see them. I'll start with the first one, which is Esther. What is the purpose of the sequential repeating of the same phrases? Well, I don't know if it has anything to do with neuro-linguistic programming because I've only heard the name. I don't know what it's about. But the purpose is to allow embodiment to happen faster by not continuously changing the words, which the mind then has to work out what it means. So it's in direct support of embodiment. The second question from Jennifer Keegan. Well, I'm thinking, Jennifer, that you mean the voice quality rather than the words. Well, I think it speaks for itself, really. If somebody shouts at you, it's not very pleasant. And if somebody whispers from a place of love, it's very nourishing. So I think the answer is, everybody really knows the answer to that. So I think it is important how we use our voice, if we're inviting people to become embodied, that we don't inadvertently keep them in their minds or in anxiety. Then there's a, can you demonstrate? Well, I can't demonstrate anything. I have no space. But if Natalia would like to jump up, I'm not sure if I understand. They have the legs apart and moving on. Okay. So if Natalia, if you just face the camera with your feet wide and hip width apart. I think this is the one that's being asked about. Turn to one side. Yeah. On each exhalation, bringing the palms together in front of the chest. On each inhalation, extend arms out to the side. It's as simple as that. All of the movements really were pretty simple, and that's the point, really, so that you don't have to get confused or lost in the struggle of trying to make something happen, so that you have the ability to really, really feel the sensations being generated by the body. We can't see Natalia. Let's see if I can make you see her. Okay, I think you can see her now. This is the one. I understand that this is the one from the way it was written. So not much is being done, but there's plenty to be felt. In the second variation, the head was turning. Turning head seems like a little thing, but you have to really feel the sensations if the turning of the head is to be nourishing for the neck. Okay, thanks, Natalia. I'm trying to get to the questions again. Okay, no more questions. I don't see any more questions.
So if there are any more questions, we can also bring you in and unmute you so that you can have your questions directly. Somebody would like that, please raise your hand and our tech host will take care of that. I saw Lynn.
I see a question. It says, how does this practice make you more resilient? Can I answer that question?
Of course. It's all yours.
Well, you could say from an external point of view, perhaps that which makes you feel the most secure, the most resilient, the most safe is love. And externally, this is a practice that's designed to, sorry, I'm not spotlit. This practice is designed to allow you to love your body, to nourish your body in the way that you use it, in the way that you move, in the way that you change the relationships between the parts of your body. But more deeply than that, which is deep enough anyway, within our own presence lie the subtleties of our nature, which I sometimes call spiritual nature. And there is, within our spiritual nature, a lot of delicious, nourishing, and potent qualities such as peacefulness, love, delight, and invulnerability, the invulnerability of changelessness. Accessing this provides a source of deep resilience and deep courage in the living of our lives, rather than just having to live our lives from the vulnerability of our bodies and our minds. That's today's answer to that question.
Hello, Lynn, you just came to the main room. Did you have a question? Then I would unmute you and maybe you want to turn on your video. just checking the Q&A box. Very nice session. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Yeah. My name is Kathy, and I'm in Washington, D.C. You can hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Yeah. I put this note in the Q&A, but it's not a question. I just want to say I am inspired from your session. I'm teaching a leadership workshop next week on balancing empathy and accountability. And I had already planned to do a few movement pieces in this workshop, but I now have some ideas about how to convey balance with movement, especially from the activity of having our arms and legs out to the side, and asking people to picture empathy and accountability kind of on a continuum from one hand to the other, and the need for the balance between the two. So thank you for that inspiration today.
You're very welcome.
Whom else do we have who would like to come into the spotlight and have a question? I really loved this inquiry into softness. I could really dive into this. And then also this becoming really intimate with my breaths was such a nice way to calm myself down and to become present and be here. Yeah, this is probably most likely a practice I'm going to practice later on when I'm off this screen.
Why not?
Yeah, is there anything else that need to be said? Any questions? Otherwise, I would like to make a few announcements. Before you like to go, there's our coffee break room on the main portal. Please check that out. It's a really wonderful place to exchange experiences and check in with each other. There's also the Facebook page where you can further discuss. The links will be in the chat below. And our next presenter is Kathleen Thomas. She will be on this channel in an hour. She's a wonderful yoga teacher. You also find the sponsor links and the link to Gottfried's webpage in the chat below. As I mentioned before, this session will be available for 48 hours for free. And you may also purchase the entire library for 50% off throughout the conference. And if you are like me, you like to digest in your own timing, and to own this library is really a wonderful way to go to your favorite presenters. You will have more than 1,000 presenters to look at, and 1,000 hours of video and audio only, so you can listen on the go. So this is a really great way of owning this library and also paying thanks to all of us who have worked behind the scenes for endless hours to make this one-of-a-lifetime event possible for all of you. Yeah, thank you so much for being here. And our last word goes to Gottfried, what is your top tip on being embodied?
Oh, that's easy. Feel the sensations deeply.
It feels like a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little time left, but if there's nothing left, then...
You know, go and feel the sensations.
Yeah. Sometimes silence can be so loud within our own embodiment.
Maria has a question. Her question is, what is your style come from? I mean, what school of yoga did you follow yourself? I was never a very good follower. I started with Shivananda yoga, then Iyengar yoga, then Ashtanga yoga. But for most of my practice, it's been dynamic yoga, which is something that I've discovered by feeling the sensations being generated by my body on my mat. And the heart of that methodology of dynamic yoga is intimacy. And I'm saying that because somebody asked the question. I'm supposed to be in the spotlight here.
There's also another question here. Have you seen that? It's the last question. This lovely, nourishing, brilliant present. How is yoga for the 20th century? How can it help us in turbulent times? In turbulent times like this?
By putting us in touch with the love, peace, and invulnerability that we most deeply are. Nothing complicated.
Yeah, we're just making it sometimes very complicated by checking out instead of checking in. Well, thank you everyone for being here, and thank you, Gottfried, for your wonderful, calming, enlightened session. Also, thank you to our tech host, Julia, who has been in the background mainly. And I hope to see you somewhere along the conference. Thank you, everyone.
And thank everyone too from me, and goodbye.